Sports.
Release the hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, Hockey and Hounds never stops. And brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, we have the coach of your Columbus Blue Jackets here with us, John Tortorella, the best barn hand in the land, the relentless worker, the man who is built for isolation. He is Torts. It's good to have you. How are you feeling?
Good, Anthony. How are you?
We're good. Bobby and I in different locations. We're all kind of we're trying to pull it off the best we can. So what are you getting into?
Is Bobby at home?
Oh, yeah, Torts. I'm sitting at the house.
There you go.
Yeah, Bob's at home. I'm up north here, and you're in the barn. So what have you been working on?
I'm in the middle of the barn. Yes, I am.
All right. So, by the way, the barn is the Taj Mahal of barns. And what are you getting into there? Like, what kind of projects? What can you tell our listeners that you've accomplished over the last 2 weeks?
We've got plenty to do here with the horses, and you're shoveling shit most of the day and doing all sorts of other things along with it. So I don't know what else to explain to you.
Torts, I mean, this is probably totally unique for you because outside of some independent times you've been between jobs, like you probably haven't had a long duration like this at this point in time in the year. I mean, how many projects did you have backed up and how are those things coming along?
You mean as of right now?
Yeah, what do you, yes.
Yeah, well, there, you know how it goes, Bobby, during the season. You come in, you're barely home, you're getting packed ready to go to another trip or play a home game. It's a very busy time, and things pile up. Our family has done a lot of different things as far as bringing in animals, and it ends up giving you quite a bit more to do. So I'm able to get caught up in that as far as just helping out, taking care of the animals in the morning. It's been pretty cool, and I don't want to talk about myself here. I don't know how this got on us, but it's been pretty cool the past couple of days because I have the time. I'm able to walk the horses. So we're trying to rehabilitate some horses here, and I'm able to walk them out in our fields and kind of use it as my own workout also. So I've never been able to do that, because I'm usually trying to get the work done and get to the rink and get to work there. So that's been pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. No, I'm glad you shared that with us because, you know, you got to find something. You've got a passion, and now you have time for it. And it's unfortunately the way this has gone. You got to find a way to make an impact where you are, and you're doing that. I'm glad you kind of went there because we'll go there first, and then we'll bring it back to hockey. You know, Hockey and Hounds has been such a proud thing for us here at the station, and I know that you're very proud of being involved in it and being instrumental in what we accomplished here, and it really doesn't stop. And the Family Foundation, we always mention the Tortorella Family Foundation, but it's really the listeners and the people that have helped support Hockey and Hounds, because right now no one could have foreseen anything like this. And I think your wife puts it so eloquently, is that the foundation and what we do helps foster the fosters, right? It helps kind of be the last line of defense. There are so many shelters right now and rescues that are struggling because they're so stressed. They have a lack of volunteers because they can't come into the shelters anymore. And so that equals less adopters and, unfortunately, less people giving. And so I do want to give a lot of credit to what we've accomplished here, all of us, and our listeners especially, because it allows these emergency relief grants with the money that we've raised to help distribute that, and your wife being, you know, spearheading that operation, to situations because we just don't have enough homes. So while we pat ourselves on the back, I'll do that quickly and then say we absolutely need more people, more fosters, more people willing to give. And it's not about the money. It's about time. It's about being able to open your home if you can. And so I think it's been wonderful what your Family Foundation has done, especially in emergency times like now, Torts. And I think it's even more, I think we can even drive more people to the Tortorella Family Foundation and your website, and to mention that we have a link to all the local rescues on there, so you can find out what's on their wish list and what they may need. So this is a real time of need for animals because too many people, we just don't have the same numbers. We're already at a it's already a challenge, as you know. And so now we need more people that they have time on their hands to kind of dig in and say, how can I help?
Yeah, but you know, I want to add to that, Anthony, and I think we have some time because we really don't have much hockey to talk about. And but you know what makes it work with this show, with you and I and Bobby, and we've been doing it here for a number of years now? To me, it's the listeners. It's the people that, I mean, you're just a wealth of information because you're out there doing the things. You understand it. You explain it to the people. You see where their needs are. You direct us, my wife and I and other people around you. You direct us. But when you bring it up on the show, and that's the greatest thing about this show, how many people come up to me and not even talk about the hockey part, about it, but what you have said and some of the things you've led them to and where it has saved animals. So, you know, we can pound our chest, and we're fortunate that we can use our foundation to distribute, and you direct us in certain areas, but it's the listeners to it on the weekly show that go out there and get it done. And I think that's what makes this show so cool for me, anyway. I'm speaking for myself, is how people have really stepped up after you've kind of led the way and given the information. That's what's really, really cool about the show.
Yeah, it is fun. I appreciate you saying that. And our listeners, you're right, we couldn't do it without them because we can reach so many people. And I'll tell people a couple of the main shelters right now, Columbus Humane and Hilliard. The governor's stay-at-home order included animal shelters as essential businesses, so that's very good news. And so the staff at Columbus Humane arrives each day to provide great care to the animals in the shelter, but they can't have volunteers anymore walking the dogs, so they're at a real problem. But they are collecting so I'll go back to fosters. It's so important. So the dogs, you know, they continue to reach out to fosters as the need arises. So if you're out there and you're listening and you can, you know, take a dog into your home or an animal into your home, even for a short time to foster it, it's desperately needed. But if you can't do that, at the main entrance of Columbus Humane, you can drop off supplies or food. And what they're really in need right now is bleach, believe it or not. They need bleach for their laundry. So if you have any extra bleach or you can pick something up, Columbus Humane and Hilliard will thankfully take it. Franklin County Dog Shelter, which is off Morris Road just east of I-71 off Tamarack Boulevard, their sleepover program continues, and it's going to last through the state of emergency. More than 150 dogs have left the building so far, and which is fantastic. And so the link to the schedule, if you want an appointment to meet a dog or to take a sleepover dog, it's on their Facebook page for the Franklin County Dog Shelter and their website. And I just want to remind people that if you have an animal and you need food, there's a community pet food pantry that's right there at the shelter at Franklin County. And you don't need an appointment for that. You can get it right at the shelter to get food for dogs and cats, and you can access it for free. So I want everyone to keep that in mind. So, but I'll continue to tell you that what we've done with Hockey and Hounds and whereimfrom.com, the website where we've had our apparel and the money we've raised from that, goes right to the stuff I'm talking about. So it's very cool, and it's helped with people that have a passion that want to help animals and continue to be on our team. So both those sites, Columbus Humane and Hilliard, Franklin County Dog Shelter, can use supplies, and they can use people to help foster animals if you can. So it's wonderful. I know you got a full boat there at your place. So,
yeah, you know, I'm just listening to you talk, and you don't even realize sometimes, you know, people are out of work now, and who knows how long, and just being able to get food for their animals. You know, I'm sure, and you probably see it, that people are struggling so bad that they're turning their dogs in. It's something we're trying to fight against and trying to help out. And just thinking about what you're saying, it's just scary to me about that people are losing their jobs, the income's gone, and they're not going to be able to feed their pets. And just the information you give could help some people right now.
Yeah, and I want to mention, you know, there are so many people, and I've mentioned them before, but your coaches, Kenny and Kathy McCudden, have raised money to help. They've often fostered cats. Hannah and Brad Larson, all-stars. Mary and Brad Shaw do a lot of animal rescue work. In fact, Mary's always up with Homeless to Home, helping them with their cat sanctuary. And I will tell you, if you're interested in fostering a cat, if that's going to be easier for a dog, They just brought in a bunch of kittens, stray kittens. They're awesome. They've named them after – they're the CBJ Kitten Crew. there's Cammy and Wenny and Fliggy and Gabby and Elvis, and they got them all at Homeless to Home. So that's in Marion. So check out Homeless to Home on Facebook in Marion, and check out one of the CBJ Kitten Crews if you want to adopt a kitten or foster a kitten or help. So I'm glad we chewed up most of this with the animal talk, because I think that's what's necessary. But why don't we get 1 minute on whether or not I know there's some players that have been kind of pushing for – nobody knows when this is going to end, so it's very hard to do this. But you would be certainly, I guess, open to anything, right? Whether it's, hey, dump everybody in the playoffs, 24 teams if we could, or finish the regular season. But have you heard about any of this, whether or not you could resume a season possibly in July and take October as the off season? You would welcome that, I imagine.
Yeah, I'd welcome anything, and I get every afternoon, the whole organization gets updated by Yamo and Billy Zito. They had the general manager talk yesterday, the owners and board of governors talked the day before, and there's all certain ideas being thrown around. I know the league, it's out there publicly, are trying to get dates later on in the summer just to get prepared for that. There's a lot of different scenarios, Anthony. But you just can't figure this out until you find out exactly how long this goes for. And no one can predict that. And I respect the league and the information that I get each afternoon from Yamo. They're doing their due diligence. They're ready. I think they're trying to ready themselves for any type of situation. But they can't pull a trigger or come out with an announcement, which I'm sure a lot of people want that, a solid announcement. And so we figure out where this all goes. And as I said in the last show, this is a worldwide health situation. This is not the National Hockey League. This isn't sports at all. This is the first thing that's got to be figured out is keeping people healthy. Then we'll worry about the sports after. And I know our league's doing their due diligence. They're just waiting to see where this all turns to.
Yep. The NHL has extended the recommendation, at least for players and staff, to self-isolate still through April 6th. So that'd be through a week from Monday at minimum, so we know. So that's at least a date on the calendar they've extended to. So,
and to me, that's just we don't have any more information, guys. So keep isolating yourself because it's certainly not under control. And I'm glad the league's doing it. I'm really happy about all the professional leagues really trying to stay on top of this and trying to keep people quarantined.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Torts. We're out of time now, but we'll reconvene next week, man. Be well, and if you need anything, let us know.
Yeah, both you and Bobby and everybody at the studio, they hope you're safe and healthy.
Thanks. That's John Tortorella, brought to you by Tell Higher Credit Union. Please check out the Tortorella Family Foundation website, and they've got a link there to a lot of stuff that we've accomplished, and for everyone to be proud of what the show has accomplished. TortorellaFoundation.org is the website, and check with your vets. You know, the vets are trying to treat every animal they can, whether they got to meet you in the parking lot. So please check with your personal vet if you need medical help for your vet. Don't hesitate to call or ask us at least. So thanks very much for all of that. And, Bob, I know I monopolized that with the animals, so sorry as well. I didn't. It just went down that road, and I guess it's time, right? It's that we got to dedicate the time to it.
I mean, I was going to ask Torts if he watched The Tiger King, and go down that road with him. What's he watching at night?
It's funny. I don't sense he's watching a whole lot of TV. I don't. I don't think he's a big TV watcher in general. And so, like he said, he's one with nature, and he's with his animals, so at least he's got time for that. We'll do an NFL two-minute drill after this and wrap it up. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
The best soccer team in the land lives on the best radio station in the land. Proud to be your flagship home for the Columbus Crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.